What happened? Okay. Like, this is a longer thing, but at least I'm mentally okay. Fine. Till then, guess what happened to Schmitty, by the way? Head out of the second floor window. He was screaming at
Seriously.
the guy. But, so we're The basement step trap is one of the no way. Yeah.
It was hit by a car in Chester.
In Raintree? It was Raintree?
Across from Ashim. He was crossing back and forth.
Why was he crossing that anymore?
Because they live across the
Yes.
street.
Lamito was there.
No, I'm saying
Yes.
Ruben's cousin, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Why was he crossing that anymore?
They live across the street. The
From.
people that made it on the tomb, Ashim.
Oh, it was on the side street.
It was on
On
that street,
Newport.
yeah.
Gaim
They
Drive.
keep on crossing back and forth, the kids. They're running back and forth.
They
And
allowed cars on that street.
cars on both sides. Can't see so well.
Where they?
The
No.
truck was
This
there
is not
this
the truck. The
morning.
truck was there.
Was that 1
Shabbos
o'clock?
morning.
Yeah.
He's fine.
Yeah, I think so.
You
He got out, I guess, right?
I'm going. Like last night, where? What's going on this week?
No, that was the
Much.
today's shiur. Chana Kela Bas Etel Arman Yehuda Yaakov Shua Machana Aram Chaim Yisrael Machai Roiza Chai Rocha Bas Pesha Roiza Esther Libas Chai Yafa Shmuel Ben Devoiro Chai Tov Bas Penina Blumen Bas Rochel Chana Rochel. Guys who don't know how to play, it's a pretty long time to stay.
Who's the new home and then
You're right. We can all left over to the side.
I don't know, the 12.
Anyway, we are up to Beis on Beis on the bottom.
It's a process.
I guess we'll start from the Gemara, even though we're really up to the
Start
next
from there.
one.
Start from the Gemara.
You guys start from the Gemara.
So Gemara says,
Continue. He's introduced the Mishnah to you.
I went and dropped for the full lines. So Mechti, Tana
In the beginning,
Maka
you forgot to
Solik,
make the joke, but let's just get through the Mishnah. So you
Mishnah Tani Shavuos, Mishnah Tani Shavuos. Why did it say Shavuos? Why do we learn Masechta Shavuos? Now, even though Tosfos asks that ain't said the Mishnah, so. There's no Seder LaMishnah. Tosfos says that's only guy with Machlokes V'Achrach, which means that you can't ask a kasha from one Mishnah to another Mishnah and another Masechta because it not necessarily was said in the same order, in an order. But over here we're asking why is Masechta's why we pick it after Masechta's Makas, and that the Gemara says, Tani Chayav al Rosh Shtayim, Achas Mekan, V'Achas Mekan. Because we finish off Masechta's Makas with a lav that can be mechuyev a few times, so mainly we say, and we're saying shtayim shem arba. So that's why we say this. We say this. We put shvuas after Makas. It's interesting that. Tosfos, there's a whole Tosfos over here, and there's the tremendous amount of raid over here on the sugya of Leisakif and this whole thing over here. I don't know. It's a very interesting. A tremendous amount of raid on this piece of Gemara. But this is really what we just finished over here. It's in Makas, yeah. Makif, Nikif goes back and forth over here. So Gemara says, "Mishnah Hocha, Etan Lekulu." Very interesting Mishnah. The Mishnah says that you have Shtayim Shem Arba, and then it lists Negayim, Shabbos, Tumah. Why? Why are you listing over here all the Shtayim Shem Arbas? You have one Shtayim Shem Arba. Figure it out. We're learning Masechta Shavuos. So Gemara says, "Mishnah Hocha, Etan Lekulu." Mishnah Gabi Yitzir Shabbos, Umaris Negayim, Letan Lekulu. Means not just that, the kasha is even more because by Yitzir Shabbos and by Negoim, it over there also it's a Shtang Shem Arba, and over there the Gemara does not bring down Shavuos and Tumah. Mm-hmm. Why not? So Amri Shavuos v'Yediyas HaTumah D'Gabah Adodik Sivi. In the Psukim, they both brought down the same pasuk, right next to each other. So Mela, we bring it down because they're both the same thing. But I, the Tani Tari, the Tani Kula, one says two, it says both. It's still interesting because by Negayim, you should say Shavuos also because it's part of the same pasuk. It's in the same Psukim. So when you say Negayim, they should bring down Shavuos. I think that's what Tosfos asks.
In the same pasuk?
It's the same. That's what the Gemara is saying over here. They're both the same. It's two pasukim away,
right,
one pasuk away.
They have the same carbon as well. The carbon of the Yared. So that's why you put those two together. That's the start.
And right. So why don't we put it together by Negayim?
It's different carbonos.
But we're saying that's why we put it together over here. Over here, we put it together Negayim
and
Tumah.
No,
sorry, Shavuos and Tumah. Right, Shavuos and Tumah. Right, that's Tosfos and Tosfos. Isn't that what Tosfos and Tosfos?
I'm not the one that prepared.
Tosfos and Tosfos that. We have time we got Maris Negayim Lus Nekulu, Dami Adolim, Bekarbon Vayil Vyard. No, that's Tosfos Kasha. Got Maris Negayim Lus Nekulu, Dami Adolim, Bekarbon Vayil Vyard. Yeshom Dlesa B'Dalas. It also has a Kavar Aliyar, but it's not the same level of Kavar Aliyar because there's no Dali Dallas. So it's a little different. Then he says, Kavim says, Shana Kim, the Isabel Dallas, Shum Dahan, the Chapa, Rana Lakshah, here's the Kasha by Shabbos. But anyway, that's the Gemara saying. But it's not Dali Dallas. It's three levels. Halfway. Zot Gemara, Pasuk b'Shavuos, u'mafarish Yediyas HaTumah. Pasuk b'Shavuos, u'mafarish Yediyas HaTumah. So we start with Sechta Shavuos, and if you look, then we continue the Mishnah that goes through Yediyas HaTumah, and we go all the way to the second parak, which is interesting. We don't just go, it's not just 5 minutes. All the way till Daf Yotess means 18 blot to the third parak. 18 blot about Yediyas HaTumah, then we go 29 blot of Shavuos, but it's 27 blot, 28 blot, whatever it is. But there's a lot of stuff over here. Legabi Yediyas HaTumah, it's pretty interesting. So I did Zuchi Milai. Gemara says no. Since it's less. There's a very little stuff on Tumah and more on Shavuos. So pasuk shari luhu v'hadatan Shavuos and afishim milayo. First we say get it over with 18 blot. Knock it out, and then we go to 28 plot.
So there's nowhere else in Shas that this belongs. So
such a kind, yeah. And also, it's interesting because our Shavua that we're talking about, Shavua is Bitui, Shavua Sheker, right? That's only one Perek. The other Perek, I'm talking about other Shavuas. So it's not really just, our Mishnah is not really more than, it's really less than Tumah, but the concept of Shavuas, you know, Shavuos HaPekadim, Shavuos HaEdus, that whole package is more than Tumah. Anyway, so now the Mishnah said, so back to the Mishnah, the Mishnah said, Shavuos Shtayim Shem Arba, that is, there's two that are four, and so too by Negayim, and so too by Shabbos, and so too by Tumah. So Shtayim Shem Arba, Shtayim, what is it? So Shtayim Sh'eichel V'Sh'eichel, I make a Shavuos, it's a Shvetzer Shavuos Shek, yesterday, I don't know, this guy was asking, Shavuos Sheker is included. Shavuos Bitui is a Shavuos Sheker. That's what Shavuos Bitui is. You're lying, basically. You're saying I ate or I didn't eat. Or I'm going to eat and I'm not going to eat. But you're really lying because you're either not going to eat or you're going to eat.
Yeah, but it's future.
Yeah, future, well, future or back. That's what I'm saying. That's the
outcome is not till future, as opposed to Shavuos Shav, which the outcome is now.
You can change
that. No, Shavuos Shav.
You swear that
the sky is green. Shavuos Shav is that you're swearing that this table is gold, and it's not.
No, it's not Shavuos. You swear that the sky is green.
No, you're swearing on a fact.
Right. So is Shavuos Bitu.
Right. No.
Yes.
No.
If you say I ate.
Well, not that's the Shtayim Shem Arba. First of all, it could be true.
Thank you. That's exactly the point.
Right. So what?
What's two?
No, the problem is he didn't.
I understand. What's that? We didn't get there. I'm just saying Shavuos bitul is a Shavuos sheker. That's what it is. It's a lie.
It's not four.
It is.
It's two.
It's two. Either I say
he says I'm gonna eat.
No.
I'm gonna eat.
Either or.
And he There's doesn't eat. Or I'm not gonna eat and he eats. That's two. I'm gonna eat or I'm not gonna eat. Lahara lahater. That's what it means. So I'm gonna eat or I'm not gonna eat and he does fakert. That's a Shavuos sheker. And that's two. Shtaim she'echus lo'echus shehin arba achalti shloichalti, which is in the past. I ate yesterday, but really didn't. Or I didn't eat yesterday, really did. That's the offshoot. Yedias atuma shtaim shehin arba. Yedias atuma is two that are also four. What is it? Yedias atuma is kodesh, that I know it's kodesh, and I'm eating kodesh b'tuma, or v'yedias tuma is mikdash. I'm tame, I'm going to miss mikdash. Shein arba, which is kodesh and mikdash, which I don't know that it's kodesh, I don't know that there's a mikdash. Yitzir Shabbos, ishtayim shein arba. Ishtayim is etzah d'ani, v'etzah d'bal bayis. So you have the ani is standing outside, that's what it means, the ani, he's outside. Etzah d'bal bayis means that he's taking it outside. Or the other one is achnosa. Achnosa da'ani, achnosa da ba'al ba'is. Because that's also bringing it into Rishus Eru Yachid. That's also chiyav ha'itzah. Different Rishus. Maris negoim, shnayim shem arba. Again, same thing. Shnayim is se'es to beheres. That's this week's parasha. Shein arba, which is se'es v'tadoso, and beheres v'tadoso. And just this past week, yeah. Important to note that there's four different colors white. There's snow. Is the hottest white. You have a white wall. You have the walls of the Beis Hamikdash, and you have the white of an egg. Snow, a white wall. A white walls of the Beis Hamikdash. No.
Stark white.
The stark white.
That's snow, lime.
Which wool, is the wall of the house.
Wool and egg.
Oh, wool. And the yolk of an egg. Digmar is going to talk about it, but thank you. He has it on the side, the Messiah Sashas. Same thing, the Atzko.
Isn't that where we're all getting it from?
He says, look later.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you're struggling to find four.
No, I didn't look up the Gemara. What I looked up this morning, I wrote it down, but wrote it wrong. That's the Tos Behar, Tos Mani Mastis. Now Gemara says, who's our Mishnah? Our Mishnah, who's it going like? Lerbi Shmol, Lerbi Kiva. Why? There's only two. He doesn't hold that there's Lisha Avar. He can't say a shvua shaloi achalti or she'achalti. That's not. Whatever. That he doesn't hold that. We'll see why. He learns it out from Pasuk. But that's what he holds. Rabbi Kiva, ha'mal helm tuma hu chayev, ene chayev ha'hel mikdash. He holds a chayev ha'hel mikdash. So Mela, our Mishnah, cannot be going like either one of them. So who's it going like? So Gemara says, "Ibai zayim Rabbi Shmuel, Ibai zayim Rabbi Kiva, go either one. Ibai zayim Rabbi Shmuel, mehen lechiyuv, mehen lepetur." When the Mishnah says shtayim shein arba, doesn't mean lechiyuv, shtayim lechiyuv, shtayim lepetur. Same thing. Ibai zayim Rabbi Shmuel, Ibai zayim Rabbi Kiva, mehen lechiyuv, mehen lepetur. Same thing. So it's not. You could fit our Mishnah with them. When the Mishnah says shtayim shein arba, doesn't mean lechiyuv, means lepetur. So Gemara says lepetur. Really? How could you say that the Mishnah is saying that the two are leptur? It has to be that everything is lechiyuv in the Mishnah because we're comparing it to Maris Negoyim, or during the Maris Negoyim, Tani. Ma hasam kul lechiyuva, avakanam kul lechiyuva. So how could you say that the Mishnah going according to Rishmol and according to Bekiva in this case, and it means leptur, then it wouldn't be done in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not the same. It's not in sync. So Gemara says, La'olam Rabbi Shmuel. Now we're going to a whole new slew of things. La'olam Rabbi Shmuel. L'chi lo'y mechayev Rabbi Shmuel is l'sha'avah. Korban. Avon malkas chiyuv mechayev. When did Shmuel say na chayiv? It just means for a carbon. It means if you make a shvuah sheker in the past, it means you say, I ate yesterday, and you make a shvuah that you ate. And the guy tells you about the kiddush, you make a shvuah that you ate by Helman's house. Really, you didn't.
Avi's house,
yeah. And really, you didn't. That's a shvuah sheker. So you're not chayiv a carbon, but you're chayiv malchus. So Gemara says, v'chidurava t'kasha. How could it be? It's a funny Gemara, but in between the lines, t'kasha, we look at Rashi. How could it be that you're saying that you're going to be chayiv malchus? It's a lav shem maiso, and you're not loika on lav shem maiso. So what does it mean? How could you say this? You're saying you're part of a carbon, but you be chayiv malchus. You say shvuah shel chalti, but you didn't eat. That's a lav shem maiso. No, a shvuah is not a ma'isa. It's a word. Words is not a ma'isa. You have to do something to be chayiv malchus. So you hold lav shem action. It's an action packed. So if you hold lav shem ma'isa as ain't loikin, then this, it can't be that's what we're saying in Rabbi Shmuel. It just can't be that. That's what the Mishnah is saying. So Gemara says, no, k'derava v'k'derava, it is possible. Why? The Amar Rava.
Because it's not just in Rabbi Shmuel. Even if I hold future, if I say I will eat and then I don't, that's also a lav shem ma'isa.
No.
No, because we have carbon. Over there, it's not a kasha.
Not chayiv malchus?
No, you have to bring a carbon. That's the whole Mishnah.
You didn't do anything wrong.
You're not chayiv malchus and a carbon?
Probably not.
It's b'shogeg.
Not a b'shogeg. You change it. You can determine.
It's b'shogeg. Over here, he's saying that when the Mishnah says the yichayev, it wouldn't be carbon; it'll be malchus, and that doesn't make sense because lav shem ma'isa. A carbon is b'shogeg. Yeah. So Gemara says it is possible. It does work. Why? Because we have Rava. What's this Rava? It's a very interesting Gemara. It's like in between the lines here. It's one of those Gemaras. V'chad Rava, Dama Rava, v'feirish ribs atayra shvur sheker dumi de shvur shav. Mashav l'sha'avar, av shekinam l'sha'avar. Basically, it says shav twice. I don't know if it had, it doesn't have a pasuk. This would be a boring one. It says over there, Rashi says, k'drav de per gima, amina shalokin al shvu shav, v'yafinu mechi lo yinaka Hashem. Hashem hud lo yinaka. Ava bez de malkan oisai, that's the limit of shvu shav. Shvuah Shav means that you're saying this table's gold. It's not. How do you know that if you make a Shvuah Sheker, Shvuah Shein and Nikim, Emes Imlav, I say I ate yesterday, you don't know if I did it or not. But I mean, L'shav, L'shav, base palm. There's twice it says L'shav. It may mean the Shvuah Shav, because we already had it. Tumi L'shvuah Sheker. So he's saying basically, Rav is, and this fits very good with Rabbi Shmuel, that Rav is saying that when the Torah said Shav twice, just like by Shvuah Shav, there's a Chiyav Malkus when you say that this table is gold. Make a Shvuah this table is gold. Everybody knows it's not. That's L'sha'ava. It means it happened. You're not saying in the future. You're saying now, which is basically past. Same thing, if you make a Shvuah Sheker L'sha'ava, you're also going to get Malkus, even though it's L'av Shem Maisa. Why? Because it's a Rebu of Shav Shav. So so we're saying now, the Mishnah could go like Rabbi Shmuel. What's the Mishnah talking about? It's not talking about carbon, it's talking about Malkus. And Malkus, even though it's Lav Shem Maisa, you'd be like the Rava. So it's going to be Shmuel with Rava. And that's found in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is going to be Shmuel. So Gemara says, Gemara breaks it down. Mishnah Melchalti, Velo Yachalti, Kedirava. Shaloi Oichel, Ve'ochal, Nami Lav Shesh B'Maisa. If I say I'm not going to eat, but I did eat, that's the law of Shesh B'maisa, because you ate. But the question is, Elo oichel v'lo yochal, amai. Oichel v'lo yochal, amai.
I thought we were talking about carbon, it's a shagig. Is that what you just said?
Unless he's switching now that everything is carbon. No, it's not.
He's going on Malchus.
No, we know he's going on Malchus.
So
but
it has to be amazing, though.
Al Mishnah is talking about carbon, not Malchus.
The question is, how can it be? You don't know if he was going to eat or not. He didn't do it yet. What's
no, Al Mishnah is not talking about Malchus. Al Mishnah is also talking about Malchus. Why can't we talk about Malchus?
It is.
Only by Tumah it's not Malchus. It's Carmel Yard. But by this would be Malchus. Why not? Yeah, Anachanami, you're right. If I say I'm gonna eat and I don't eat, that's a lot of shame Maisa. All I did was not eat.
You can't get a strong not either.
That's another problem. That's if you hold us raw suffix shmasra.
Right.
You're right. The Gemara later on is gonna bring that on like this. You could give us raw the last minute, whatever. Maybe.
Maybe that struggle is later. Don't eat.
No, it's a problem. It's a good.
And Malchus, you get Malchus Beshege?
What? Who says Beshege? Who's talking Beshege?
So how are you getting Malchus and a carbon?
Who said Malchus and carbon?
Who says it's a carbon? Two Malchus and Tavar carbon.
He's saying Malchus.
The past is Malchus.
Past is a carbon. If it's on purpose.
No,
it's
we're saying that past is Malchus.
No, the past is Malchus.
And that's the whole Gemara saying over there. Shmuel saying the past is Malchus.
So now we're asking, Oichel v'loy Oichel.
He's saying, b'chayv everything Malchus.
It's going on Mezid. I mean, on
so Bishleim Achalti v'loy Achalti, that's kind of Rabo.
No, what he's saying is, Rabbi Shmuel says Chilim Mechayim Shmuel Shavar Carbon Al Malchus Chilim Mechayim means if you do get b'shoigig you wouldn't be Mechayim a carbon, but Malchus if you do b'mezid
you get Malchus.
Same thing, Labo. If you do b'mezid you get Malchus.
So the Bishleim
and maybe if you do b'shoigig Labo you get carbon.
We're not discussing that.
That's fine, but that's not negated to us.
We're not discussing it.
The problem they can't have Arba carbon.
No. Labo he holds is fine.
Two
for Malchus.
From Malchus,
two you get. Carbon. If it's future. If it's b'shoigig, carbon future, b'mezid Malchus, l'sha'avar in the past there's no it's not shayach carbon that's what he's saying, there's no such thing as carbon.
Ever
it's not shayach b'shoigig because you know what you did.
Right, so not shayach b'shoigig. So he's saying what it's referring to is Malchus, but you can have Malchus on both of them.
You can't make a shu on something that you know you didn't do.
No, you know you didn't do it. You know you didn't eat yesterday.
Forgot. Sure. There's no asra, it's b'shoigig, really. Even if you didn't know from today till tomorrow, there's no asra, it's b'shoigig.
Yeah. That's what we're saying. That's what we're saying. What we're saying, Rabbi Shmuel Shita is... It doesn't matter if it's carbon or shoigig. Carbon is b'shoigig, mezid, it's two separate things. The mezid is Malchus. So Rabbi Shmuel is saying that when we say in the Mishnah L'sha'avar, it's only referring to Malchus, not L'gabi carbon. So now the Gemara is saying is, but it doesn't fit.
Okay.
How
so
could it fit?
So Bishleim Achalti V'lo Achalti, where it's past tense.
It's
so
fine.
If I get mezid, that's Kedarava.
Right, because you have a posik. Right, but the other way, what do you mean?
We're handling carbon.
Not handling carbon.
I'm just handling carbon.
No, it's not. It's handling both. It's both. If you do b'shoigig, it's carbon. B'mezid, it's Malchus.
So there's no Malchus. What does that affect me?
It doesn't fit, because he holds he do get Malchus. He holds he get Malchus everywhere. That's a Bishmol Shita.
Where does it say that?
That's a Shita. Everybody holds that. If you tell me this is what your Shita is, then you have a problem with it. Yeah.
So why is it a Kasha just on Rabbi Shmuel? Anybody who holds Lav Shein by Maisa. How can I have two for carbon?
Because we're saying that it won't...
Four for carbon.
He does not... Rabbi Shmuel?
Rabbi Kita, he's saying the other one. The other one said that all four get carbon.
Right. If you hold it's carbon, then you don't have an issue. Because you could say, we're going b'shoigig. The mission is going b'shoigig, and we're going l'gabi carbon. But if Rabbi Shmuel says it can't be going b'shoigig. Because we're not handling carbon. So only handling b'mezid.
What does Rabbi Kita say?
I'm saying, before Rabbi Shmuel came along, we're handling carbon. B'shoigig.
Right.
Rabbi Shmuel holds you don't get carbon b'shoigig. So what's the mission talking about? Only b'mezid.
If I hold b'shoigig carbon, why...
Yom Shoy carbon and Sai Lish Avar Sai Labo gets carbon. Okay. If you hold Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel says it can't be that way. Okay, so what's the Mishnah talking about? Bemezid. So he's switching back and forth?
Two past, that's Bemezid, and two.
But that's not. The Mishnah is talking about one thing.
You don't get Malchus,
but you won't get Malchus.
There is no carbon. According to Bishmol, there's no carbon.
There's no carbon.
Right.
Right. So, Mel, according to Bishmol, the Mishnah has to be gone by Mazel. Malchus. Yeah. Malchus. On all fronts. That Mishnah is saying one thing.
We're not handling carbon at all?
No. No. According to him, not. That's the Mishnah, that's what we're saying. According to him, it's only got Malchus.
That's what we said. Shtaim.
Shtaim should offer that two amalgams into a carbon.
So the Gemara said, I'm not making that up.
No, the Gemara is saying. Right, the Gemara is saying is that when the Mishnah.
That's carbon.
Right. Means that,
meaning that the two was handling carbon.
The Gemara is not learning like that.
I'm reading the words.
No, the Gemara is. Those words are not saying that it's not Malchus by Laba. It's don't tell me what Shavar is.
I'm not saying there's no Malchus, but we're handling carbon as well.
Maybe as well, but it has to also be Malchus. Otherwise, one doesn't stem with the other one. You also have to have Malchus, right? He's saying Malchus works. Malchus doesn't work. If Malchus doesn't work, then you have a problem. Then he should say half and half, but he doesn't know what he's saying. Anyway, so the Gemara, it's two separate. Just because you get Bishagig works, there's also Malchus. It's both. So Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, so if you have shusha oichel veloyachal, that's a lav shem maisa. So Gemara says, sorry, shmor lav shem maisa loikon alav. No, you get malchus. That's it. So merely you have no problem since it's loikon alav everywhere, not over here. Nothing to do with the pasuk of shav shav. You don't need shav shav. You don't need the extra pasuk. Nothing to do with the kederava. Get rava out of the picture. Lav Shem Maisa everywhere is like. Until now, I want to say Lav Shem Maisa is not like everywhere. Only a special rebu of Shav Shav. Because it's similar to the L'Shavar of Shav, of Shavu Shav. Shavu Sheker, L'Shavar is similar to Shavu Shav of this table is gold. But everywhere else, Lav Shem Maisa is like in love. Ain't like in love. So he said, no. He holds Lav Shem Maisa is like in love. So Gemara says, then you have a bigger problem. Now you have an overall problem. Why? Damar B'Yechon Allah Kstam Mishnah. Who's Stam Mishnah? We're saying it's Rabbi Shmuel. Which means Lav Shem Maisa Leikon Olav. The Itmar, Shvush Oichik Uzayim. A guy says, I'm going to eat this bread today. V'Avayim V'Leochlo, Mr. Lav Shem Maisa. Rabbi Yechon Shalak, Shnam Etavayim, Ain't Aleiko. This is what Mr. Hefter was saying. Rabbi Hefter. Rabbi Yechon Amma Ain't Aleiko, Shnam Lav Shem Maisa. V'Chol Lav Shem Maisa Ain't Leikon Olav. Shalak Shem Ain't Aleiko, Asra Saviki. Asra Saviki, Asra Saviki. But what do you see over here clearly? That Rabbi Yochanan's Shita is, Lav Shem Maisa is ain't like in a love. But if Halacha Kestam Mishnah, which is Rabbi Yochanan's Shita also, that Halacha is like Rabbi Shmuel, and you're saying that Rabbi Shmuel can only work if you hold Lav Shem Maisa like in love, then it's you have a kasha, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. So Gemara says, that's not a kasha. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan has another Mishnah. Stam Achrina Ashkech. He has another Mishnah that backs up his Shita. Lav Shem Maisa ain't like in love. Hey, Stama, what is it? Ilei Mahai Stama the Tanan. Avla Moise Betar, somebody leaves over in a tar, Vashover Betame, somebody breaks a tame, a bone in a car in Pesach, that's tame. Ain't a loiker, it's our boim. Because over there it's Lav Shem Maisa. So Mishlam Shover Betame, the Chsev Etzim Mesish Boboi, it's only Bekoshev Le Bepsul. That's a passing in the Torah, you don't get Malchus on that. Avla Moise Betar, my time. Why, if you leave over in a Torah carbon, are you not Chayim Malchus? It's a lav. You're not allowed to leave over. And you left over. And it's a lav shame maisa. All you did was not get rid of it. B'chol lav shame maisa ain't lurking a lav. One second. I'll mess up with Torah. My time, Allah. I'm not lav shame maisa. B'chol lav shame maisa ain't lurking a lav. Yes. So that is Rabbi Yochanan's Stam Mishnah. So Gemara says, my dear Rabbi Yaakov, how do you know this is Rabbi Yaakov? Dama lav shame maisa ain't lurking a lav. Dama Yehudi. Which in the bar cost, lita say, achaloisa say. Halav hachi laki. Means it's an lav negasei. The Torah says, don't leave it over. And if you leave it over, you, I know you said, man, you could burn it. So what's the Torah telling you? that you have a way out of the lav. Lav nilase. The tanya leisir men abayke vanoisir men abayke she soifu ba'akos nase achlesse lo mishen lekolov. The Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yaakov, I'm leimen Hashem uza. I'm shul nav lav shem aysev lav shem aysev ain't lekolov. So Melo, how could you say that Rabbi Yaakov? Maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda. It's lav nilase. Now it's interesting. I still brought down that Rabbi Yehuda holds it's not lav nilase. What's the Torah telling you? It's pretty clear. The Torah is telling you that it means the Gemara is not saying that Rabbi Yehuda is wrong. The Gemara is saying is that maybe we'll go to Rabbi Yaakov that holds Lav Nagasei. But Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold this Lav Nagasei. Why? Because he holds that all the Torah is telling you is that you should not burden on Yontif. That's all the Torah is telling you. The Torah is not telling you that you get away from the Lav. That's how Rabbi Yehuda learns. So Rabbi Yehuda holds it's not a Lav Nagasei. Not that it's shot is that everybody holds Lav Nagasei. Rabbi Yaakov was Lav Nagasei, and maybe it's going according to Rabbi Yaakov. How do you know that it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda? That's what he's saying. So Melo, back to square one, you have a kasha, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan over here says, Halach Stam Mishnah, Lav Shem Maisi, Leikonolov. That's going according to Shmuel, and that's how he paskins. And we see over there, we have nowhere else that he holds that Lav Shem Yeshma Maisi is ain't Leikonolov. Till now, we thought we had another Mishnah. So Gemara says, Stama, we have another Stama. Ella Hai Stama, Ashkach. Shvuosh Loi Eichel, Kikazu. A guy says, I'm not going to eat this bread. Shvuosh Loi Echalno, V'Ochlo. I didn't eat it, and he ate. Ein chayv al achas. Zui shvuos bitu yishchayv al doina makas v'al shgogos a korban. Oylo v'yorid. Zui dechayom al doina makas aval oichel v'lo yochal. If I say I'm going to eat and he didn't eat, loy lucky. Why? Because lav shem ma'aso ain't looking love. So this is Rabbi Yochanan's stam mishnah that he holds, this Lav Shem Maaseh ain't loikin love. See, so it's not a kasha that we have a stam, that he says, Halacha stam mishnah, our mishnah. He has another stam mishnah that backs up his shita. And tomorrow's Gemara is going to ask, so why does he pick one stam mishnah over the other stam mishnah?
Well, right now, I'm still talking
about the one against one. The what? Right now, we're sticking with Shmuel and our mishnah, and our mishnah going to the Shmuel, Lav Shem Maaseh is loikin love. And.
Spoiler.
Yeah. The question is why he holds one over the other. Yashkach. Let me get my thing. Okay. Don't forget, Dr. Curl juiced it this morning.
What?
His followers bring the juice.
Juice? They rate $48,000 a year in the last 5 years.
No, a year.
They give $4,000 a month.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we get 4,000 a month.
Very nice. At least.
A month. It says God. It says all through the time, but it's a mistake.
Like, yeah,
that's all? It should be $48,000 a year. It's like $480,000.
Yeah. It means all the.
How many years are we doing it?
I think it's talking about this last year.
Right. Yeah, but it's read wrong. I saw it also. I'm like this.
The way it's written is that we gave $48,000
over our entire time.
Sounds
very little.
No, I'm saying
never think.
We are up to.
$8,000 of money.
We're up to Ches. No. Yesterday was Meshrishu, right? Remember?
You're right.
Koitzim Meitzah Shalach and Shema Mokim. He cut down for Ksiris Eimer. Talking about the irrigated fields. Amokim is in the valley. Avaloi Goitzim. You can't like pile it up. Anshiricha koitzin beratzon chachamim veGoitzin shloim beratzon chachamim. Lemichbiel chachamim. Koitzin lashachas umaichla behema. Shachas is the animal feed, right?
Give it a little bit more.
Oh, means that is manchis chal shloim v'yishlish. Rishimnaim af yiktzav yachla af mishav
v'yishlish. This was the last month.
Only it's anshalay v'yishlish.
Huh?
47.99.
Okay.
Save a good money.
Right.